Hey, what's happening, guys? Welcome back. Boy, am I probably going to get some heat for this one. But this is my response video to Demetrius Johnson. Yes, you heard the name right. DJ Mighty Mouse, one of the GOATs. DJ, in a recent video, claimed that he believes Anthony Joshua could beat or would beat Francis Ngannou in a mixed martial arts match. And I have to wholeheartedly disagree.
Now, does Anthony Joshua beat Francis Ngannou in an MMA fight? I think he does. Here's the reason why. Because it will just be another striking match. Francis and AJ understands his distance. He understands the void. He has better hands than Francis, and he can make Francis even whiff and miss again. Unless Francis is going to change his tactic and go clinch him and wrestle him. But AJ is very athletic. He is smaller. He's more limber. I think he'd be able to stuff the shot and be able to give it to Francis Ngannou.
It's like, whoa, let's not get too carried away here. It's kind of like surprising comments coming from DJ, because it kind of like negates all the hard work that it takes to be a mixed martial artist at a high level. It's like you can't just step in the cage with a limited skill set boxing and compete against high level guys. As a matter of fact, not even mid tier guys. So it's like, what's the point of Francis training anything then? Why did he train wrestling? Why did he train BJJ? Why did he train kickboxing, Muay Thai? It's like he might as well just not train anything. Just step in a cage and just throw hands. Boxing only. So really kind of doesn't make sense to me. Because as far as I know, Anthony Joshua is just a pure boxer. He has no background in wrestling, no background in grappling, no concept of kicking knees, elbows, no concept of like advanced clinching techniques. I can go down the whole list of what Anthony Joshua doesn't know, to my understanding. So just because you saw Francis get obliterated in boxing, which is not his realm, it's a very specialized combat sport, and Anthony Joshua is like a super elite, one of the very best in his sport. So really, that's what Joshua should have done to Francis. But if Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou were to fight in a cage, Anthony Joshua basically has a puncher's chance. I'm going to say 8 times out of 10, Francis Ngannou, if he fights smart, uses all of his tools, everything that he's learned, he should destroy AJ within even a minute. I read some of the quotes from DJ, and he was saying something about Joshua is a little bit smaller, he's athletic, that if he's able to stuff a takedown, crossing that quote void is super dangerous. That's what DJ likes to use, the void. Yeah, I mean, Joshua is pinpoint with his fists. He is an elite puncher, he's a big guy. But if Francis goes out there and doesn't have an ego, and uses all the tools and skills that he learned in his mixed martial arts journey, starts kicking at AJ's legs, front kicking him, head kicking him, rushing him, getting him against the cage, digging to the body, elbow to the face and head, Thai plum, dropping down for a single, dropping down for a double, foot sweeps, trips, hip tosses. You get my point. Like, does AJ know how to defend any of that? Does he have an answer for any of that? Now, a lot of fans like to say Francis Ngannou is not a wrestler. He's not a grappler. Yeah, he's not per se. But against somebody that doesn't know anything, he might as well be Bo Nickel and Damian Maya. He for sure would take Anthony Joshua down, put him on his back, and elbow his head through the mat. Or key lock him, or Kimura him, or get him in a mounted guillotine. Basically, whatever he wants. What is Joshua going to do? You don't know what you don't know, as they say. So the same way Francis stepped into that boxing ring and he threw like that lazy jab, was countered with an overhand right. He was set up with AJ's feints. He didn't realize he was being set up. He didn't realize that his tendencies and habits were putting him in danger. And the same principles apply to AJ in reverse if he was in a cage. He'll be doing a million things incorrectly that will put him in danger in that fight against Francis. I mean, simple defense is also pushing out on the head, breaking grip, hip placement. We're talking about stuff in takedowns here. What about just like the mechanics? Wrestling and grappling mechanics, those are things that you develop over time, the same way you develop punching skill over time. You train enough, it becomes instinctual. AJ's not going to have that. I could rant and rant about this. I wouldn't sit here and say that Anthony Joshua has zero chance to win, because that would be foolish. Of course he can land something, but it's unlikely. Truthfully, if you were a betting person, Anthony Joshua just being a boxer versus Francis Ngannou at the peak of his skills in mixed martial arts, are you really going to bet your money on Anthony Joshua winning that open rules or mixed martial arts fight? I think you would be crazy. Another thing, what about the cardio and conditioning? Boxing cardio and conditioning is way different than mixed martial arts. There's some similarities, but like grappling in itself has its own kind of cardio and conditioning. You could box for 12 rounds, 20 rounds, but if you're not conditioned to grapple, you'll be dead in the water within 2 minutes. That's just a fact. Now take Anthony Joshua, give him like 2 years of solid mixed martial arts training, and don't try to teach him everything. Give him some skills, defensive skills, to defend against what's coming at him. Keep those elite boxing hands. Give him a great sprawl, great takedown defense, a la Chuck Liddell. Teach him how to defend kicks. Get him used to submissions being applied to him, where he's not panicking, remains calm. All of this takes time. But if you build AJ up like that, some solid training for a lengthy amount of time, now we're talking a different story. And at that point, Anthony Joshua is a mixed martial artist, no longer a pure boxer. So MMA, well-rounded skill, is always going to trump one skill set when it comes to a fight that you're using all of your tools. DJ knows this. I don't know if he's currently caught up in the hype a little bit. Maybe he's trying to be controversial, get those clicks and views. Not hating. I see what you're doing, DJ. But yeah, I disagree with Demetrius Johnson fully. But guys, let me know in the comment section, who do you think wins a mixed martial arts bout or just like an open rules fight where you use all of your skills against each other? A match between Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. Who would you put your money on? And I want you to think, Ciryl Gane worked on takedown defense. Yes, Francis doesn't have Brock Lesnar's credentials, but he still managed to ground Ciryl Gane. Well, honestly, I don't think he's easy to take down. What's Anthony Joshua going to do? Think about that. Thanks for watching or listening, guys. I'll catch you all on the next one. Until then, take care.